Hare Krishna. To offer our best, we need to discover our best. When we practice spiritual life, one tendency is to reject everything material and say that I just want to serve Krishna, I just want to love Krishna, I want to attain Krishna. That is a good attitude, but it often does not reflect a holistic understanding of Krishna. Now, Krishna doesn't just exist in the spiritual world having nothing to do with this world. Now, Krishna is the source of everything in this world. Krishna is who exists in this world also. In 18.46, he tells us how he wants us to serve him. Yatah pravrittir bhutanam yena sarvamidam tatam svakarmanatam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manava. So he says, yatah pravrittir bhutanam, that from him all of existence has come. Yena sarvamidam tatam, by him all of existence is pervaded. That means everything that is present in this world is coming from Krishna. And Krishna is not just coming from Krishna, but Krishna is present in the things of this world also. And then he says, Swakarmana tam abhyarcha. Therefore, by your prescribed work, worship him. By your work, worship him. Siddhim vindati manava. In this way, we can attain perfection. So now, if we want to love Krishna, a natural characteristic of love is that we want to offer the best to the one whom we love. Now, when a mother loves a child, she wants to offer the best food to the child, the best toys to the child, the best clothes that she can to the child. So like that, we want to offer our best. But if we consider everything material simply as temporary, as illusion, then how can we offer the best in this world to him? So Krishna is telling us that we need to understand who we are. Not just who we are as souls, but also who we are in terms of what the inclinations of our body are, what are the inclinations of our mind are, what our talents are, what are the gifts that he has given us. Krishna says that Paurusham Rishu, he is the source of all abilities. So who we are, we need to, what is our best side? What is it that we can do best in our life? We need to introspect. We need to use the appropriate tools of introspection and self-observation to discover that. Otherwise, just like say somebody has got an inheritance, somebody has got a precious inheritance and they want to give that as a gift to someone whom they love. But that inheritance is somewhere hidden in their house, maybe buried in the backyard, and they have never bothered to go and check in the backyard. So they don't even know that they have that that precious inheritance, and they're giving some small gifts when they could be giving something so much more precious. So like that, we all have talents, we all have abilities, we all have gifts hidden inside us which we may not be even aware of. When we make the conscious endeavor to check how can we best serve Krishna, we observe in the day-to-day course of our life, what is it that we feel good doing, what is it that we are good at doing. And by consistently observing ourselves in different situations, by this way, we make the effort to discover our best. And such attempt at self-discovery, at attempts at discovering ourselves, the best of ourselves, is not an exercise in ego. Attempting to discover our best is not necessarily an exercise of ego. It can be an exercise of ego if we are thinking, I want to prove the world how great I am. But if our intention is to offer Krishna the best, then it can be an exercise in devotion. And what Krishna has given us, it is hidden inside us, we need to discover that, and then we can offer that. So, swakarmanatam abhyarcha, when we work in a way that we are gifted, according to the gifts that we have, then we can work joyfully, we can work productively in this world, making lasting contributions. We get satisfaction in this life through the contributions that we are making, and ultimately we attain the supreme liberation. That is perfection. Siddhim vindati manava. This is the path of perfection that Krishna recommends us to follow. Not by rejecting what we have, not reject as simply material, but by discovering the best of what we have and thereby offering the best that we can offer. Thank you. Hare Krishna.